We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
Waking up to find another day. The moon got lost again last night, but now the sun is finally out of sight. I guess it'll be alright. But it hurts when it fades. When I let it sink in, it's all over me. I'm lying here in the dark, I'm watching you see.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 2 p.m. on a Monday. You know what that means. It is Snacky Tunes.
Did you say 3 p.m.?
No, I said 2 p.m.
Okay.
That was just DJ Never Forget, so that makes me Terry Diabolik. Again, Snacky Tunes on heritageradionetwork.com. We got Jack Inslee and Rec Tech producing and engineering in the studio. Always a shout out to our wonderful sponsor, TechServe. And it's a good one today.
Wait a second. And now open the call-in number, 718-497-2128. Call us if you want to talk to us. We got a lot of stuff today.
But wait, hold on. I just want to say, because we messed up last week, starting every show now is the wonderful Snacky Tunes jingle made by Wallpaper, who are awesome and are playing our next Our Time Party October 3rd at Cameo. Thank you to everyone who came out last Friday. It was a blast. We are looking forward to doing lots and lots of events there.
Have you been practicing your segues?
I have.
There was so much that you just crammed into this.
I know, but
just sounds like
we went through this last week. If you don't talk about the segues, they're more natural. But anyway, Never Forget, who was that track? What do we start the show
that
with?
That was Gwen Stefani. I know. It was Gwen Stefani.
What?
But
what?
But the more important thing is that it was a Jack LaConte remix.
And, never heard of him. New guy?
Thin White Duke has produced, you know, the Madonna record. He did that fantastic Friendly Fires remix. He did that Seal remix. He did the Reichstop remix. I mean, he's just like a pioneer at Les Rhythms Digitales. That's my French.
That's really
that
good.
That's really good. Justin Carter, who is one of our special guests today, just gave me the thumbs up that my French was dead on.
And then we also have in the studio the wonderful Kathy Irway of the Hoppe Kitchen and Not Eating Out in New York, who's going to be talking to us.
We have a packed show. How do we do this in an hour?
I don't know. Not by talking about what we're going to do.
Okay. But anyway, we were we had a good friend in town who is working on some remixes, and we were just listening to reference points, and we kind of just dug that out. And I forgot how much
it's a banger.
How much I love that song, and how much I love his production work. So now, as Darren said, since DJs have the ability to go back and play older stuff,
it's amazing. Once you own that song, it's like you can play it whenever. So good weekend for us. Beyond just the party, we actually, as many of you know, we do the cooking show Dinner with the Band, and we actually had the studio set up this weekend. And to test it out, we had a brunch. We had a big brunch, and we had our lovely, lovely Ranges from Jade Ranges, who I don't know if you could see it, but I'm like hugging a picture of Jade Range right now because we are so in debt to them. But we fired up the flat top in the island and the two ovens. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the need, and I'm not just saying this, but if you are in the need for like some serious at-home power, Jade Range.
Yeah, we made a huge brunch. We made like potato pancakes, donuts cooked in bacon fat.
That's a Mike Caputo. Yeah, yeah. Justin, they were awesome. And
eggs, I'm
going to tell you this right now. Busted out Julia Child, made my first bechamel sauce ever. Little thick. Because I tripled the dry and only doubled the milk, but then we added, Kathy's giving me a look, but we cut it with water and it was fine. We baked it. It was rich.
And then on top of that, we, besides brunch, we essentially just cooked all weekend. We watched one of our favorite cooking shows, Jamie at Home, and he made a beet tarragon with goat cheese and a lemon demi-glaze pork chop, which awesome. We made and we nailed it. I mean, I would say that let's say that when you eat his food, it's at 100%. I'd say we probably got to like 90% on the taste.
That's being generous. I'm going to go at 85.
Yeah.
We messed up on the sage. But look, let me tell you something. Now that the summer's sort of coming to an end and, you know, we have like one last big barbecue weekend coming up with Labor Day, which is when the Moby show is playing. You know, call us in. Like, let us know about what you like to cook at home. I'm sure Kathy will be talking a lot about, you know, cooking at home and getting ready for the winter. But it was a great weekend. You know, nothing is better, especially since us not having really an apartment and living through build-out to finally have, like, a kitchen and, like, a place to have friends over and listen to music and drink mimosas and things like that. It was phenomenal. But without further ado, Never Forget's going to play us another track. You're listening to Snacky Tunes on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Coming up, Kathy Irway from Hoppe Kitchen. We'll be right back. ladies and gentlemen, that was just DJ Never Forget dropping a set on Snacky Tunes live on HeritageRadioNetwork.com, coming at you every Monday, 2 p.m. Big shout out to TechServe, Jack Inslee, RecTech, everybody who keeps us moving. Never forget, what was in that mix of wonder?
So this week, I think we have really gotten overtaken by Fake Blood. We got our hands on his new EP and some remixes. So that first one was the Gossip Love Long Distance Fake Blood remix. The other one was unreleased Acid Girls remix, The Toxic Avenger. I think it's like some Russian name I can't pronounce. And then that last part was the third song on the new Fix Your Accent Fake Blood EP called I Think I Like It. And the funny story about Fix Your Accent is that I was with Fake Blood in L.A. last year, and we got really lost, like really, really, really lost driving around. And we came up to this corner, and we saw this sign, this handwritten sign on cardboard, beautiful script. It just said, fix your accent with a phone number underneath it. And we were like, wow, this is such specific marketing to this corner. And he said, you know, that would make a really good song title. And then when he played here about 6 weeks ago, he dropped it, and you know that it became a song.
There we go.
So that was it. So that's the story. And I believe you're gonna even play more Fake Blood later.
Yeah, I have another Fake Blood track, because you know it's never moderation with us. It's always just to the end. But so right now in the studio, I'm sitting across from the very lovely and always a pleasure to be around, Kathy Arroway from Not Eating Out New York fame and Hoppa Kitchen. Kathy, welcome
to
the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Our effects button isn't working right now, so normally you get claps, but so Kathy, we met through the Whisk and Ladle people about a year. Has it been a year?
I think quite over a year, because then we did that Hope Lounge barbecue.
That's
at the end
right.
of the summer.
So it's been in there. But Kathy, why don't you let's talk about Not Eating Out in New York first, and then we'll get to the Hoppa barbecue.
Sure.
But so Kathy, you have a website that promotes Not Eating Out in New York, which
I do.
Some would find very offensive and aggressive.
Yeah. And I just would like to say, first of all, congrats to you for getting your kitchen finished, construction.
Oh, yes.
I know you guys had several weeks of crying over not being able to cook.
Yes, it was a few months. Kathy is pizza. One of our culinary assistants on Dinner with the Band. But yes, thank you for the congratulations.
And, you know, I'm so pleased to hear that you guys made a bechamel sauce and then thinned it out with water, and it somehow was awesome, and you guys liked it.
Are you not supposed to thin it out with water?
I would have added milk, but
we ran out of milk.
You know, that's the beauty of it. You're not, you know, people shouldn't be afraid to figure things out, make solutions, and
yeah, we made
if it works, then great.
We made potato pancakes, and they ended up being not shredded, but a puree, so I just added flour until it stuck. Boom.
That's what it's all about.
So, Kathy,
there's no rules.
So talk to me about this website, because it's a great website. It's an even better resource.
Oh, thank you. Well, it just started out of this obsessive urge to cook all the time, and then, you know, save money, because when you eat out, you're sacrificing a lot of health too. I don't know if you guys experience when you're kitchenless for a little while. It's just not very comforting to eat out every single day,
yeah,
especially if you're busy and it's like fast food or takeout.
I also feel that you could eat the same, you know, pork chop with sides and, you know, an appetizer, and you could cook it at home,
mm-hmm,
and get the same meal cooked out, and you feel better.
Way cheaper, too.
It's way cheaper. I mean, you really begin to understand food costs. I mean, I think we were in the dinners that we had this weekend, we were doing, you know, something that would be $23, $24. And it was an $8 meal.
That's great. And also you get to know your purveyors, get to choose the right kind of meat for your principles, for whatever they may be.
Who's your guy? Who's your dude?
Tons. You know, I like to support small farmers, and I go to the green market, and I have a CSA. So that's just a huge part of, and you can afford these luxuries, or not so luxuries.
No, that's the thing. That's the thing. They're not luxuries.
Yeah.
It's very, it's not elite. It's not luxury. Mm-hmm. It's very affordable.
Now, I also heard you have a book coming out about the website.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah, it's been a long road, but it should be coming out in February.
Come on.
It's called The Art of Eating In, or How I Learned to Stop Spending and Love the Stove, I think.
I don't get the reference.
I don't get the reference.
No.
But so who's it coming out on? Who's putting it out? And what's the format? Is it like a day in the life of Kathy, or is it like you're in your kitchen pictures? What are we talking?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, each post on my blog is tells a small story and a recipe. So each chapter will tell a bigger story and then add a few recipes. And they cover the gamut of topics like, you know, from wild foraging in the parks to supper clubs and hopefully a few fun, amusing personal tales too. Also it's from Gotham Penguin Books.
So earlier this summer, we were lucky enough to do a barbecue at the yard, which I have to say, coming up with Justin, this is a pretty yard-friendly show. But
Blood and the yard.
Yeah. we got to do a barbecue called the Hoppa Q, I think it was called.
Hoppa Barbecue.
Hoppa Barbecue with you and your partner, Akiko. And this Friday, we're doing the Hoppa Pig Roast.
Totally. It's going to be a luau.
Hoppa luau.
Luau.
Yes.
The names are very creative. There's a lot of thinking that goes into the
Hoppa
name.
Is actually Hawaiian word, so luau, you know, Hawaiian festival outdoors.
Synergy.
Tons of food. It just seemed to make sense.
I got a question.
Yeah.
I know what Hoppa is, and I know what you do, but to our listeners who don't, explain to us the theory and the concept behind Hoppa Kitchen.
Sure. Well, me and Akiko Mormon, who sadly couldn't be here today, decided to start this new supper club, speaking of supper clubs, and we wanted to focus the food on our half-Asian cultures. She's half Japanese, I'm half Chinese, so we're just shooting around ideas, like, let's put red bean in that, and it just, we had to do something with that idea. So in our supper club, we have half-Asian food menus, and we also add, you know, only local purveyors, small farms, and try to support them and actually bring them to the dinners themselves to talk with the guests.
I can't wait. It's
What's on the menu?
What's on the menu?
It's going to be pastured hog, cooked in a traditional La Casa China, which is a Chinese-Cuban box.
Love it.
It's a wooden box instead of a traditional kind of grate or a spit, and that's going to roast the pigs, and they're going to be from upstate's Tamarack Hollow Farms.
Is that the box that, like, reduces the time by, like...
It should.
Yeah.
Bobby
Flay always uses that.
Yeah, we did a Throwdown episode in Miami with Kaha Chino.
Ah, cool.
It's awesome.
Okay, so you have experience and I don't. That's
I wasn't
great.
On that shoot, but listen, so...
Well, we're going to pull you into the fires.
We'll watch the episode on Thursday.
We'll
okay.
Hook it on Friday. Sounds good.
So Kathy's going to hang out with us for a little bit, but we're going to play a little bit more music. Thank you so much. It's Not Eating Out in NY.com.
Yep, and Hoppa Kitchen, HAPA Kitchen.com.
And the luau is this Friday from 6 to 9 at the yard.
Yes. 400 Carroll Street in Carroll Gardens.
$10 a plate gets you a free 6-point beer.
Yes, a plate of food and a free 6-point beer.
By the way, big shout out to, this is totally like non sequitur, to Josh from Foster Domus who just tuned in. They are going to be the guests next week.
Oh, awesome.
I can't imagine why they'd be in town next week. But listen, anyway, a few of the quick shout outs to the Dinner with the Band crew holding it down at the Loft and to our lovely lawyer, Elena, out in LA, and our biggest fan from Paris, Marianne. You're listening to Snacky Tunes on Heritage Radio Network. Never forget, take us to the future.
She the hot lava that I wanna be touching, burning on my finger, and she don't give a freak about that. But I don't give damns, I just keep stepping on the mama that be thinking she out of my reach. Well, she not, no. I got to find myself a fine girlfriend. I got to find myself a fine girlfriend. I got to find myself a fine. I'm too good looking, too well dressed, and making real money now. I got a new job, it pays under the table. That means they don't be taking them taxes out. Save a little cash, we could go on some dates. Split it down the middle, cause I don't know if I like you yet. Ooh, I'm just saying. Find myself a fine girlfriend.
myself a fine girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was track two, second track of Wallpaper. Expect the third. It's more or less the Fake Blood Wallpaper Brooklyn Yard show today. And speaking of the yard, we are very, very happy to be joined by Justin Carter of Sunday Best. Welcome.
Thanks.
To the studio. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not as good as I'd be if I had made out to Theo Parrish yesterday.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well because of that. It was amazing. It was really amazing.
Was it 4 hour set, 5 hour set? What was it?
He was supposed to play for 4 hours.
Yeah.
He actually was pretty demanding about that. He's like, I gotta play for 4 hours. I can't come and play for just 2 hours. So we said, all right, you know, cool. We actually don't normally give guests more than 2 hours because it's really important for us to play at the party. But Theo Parrish is one of just the all-time best.
Yeah.
And but he showed up around 4:45 and he hung out for about an hour and a half actually before he got on. So we got a nice 3 hour set from Mr. Parrish.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. 3 hours. Well, yeah. I'm wiping my brow. you know, it's funny because when Kathy was just talking about the pig roast we're doing this weekend. Yeah. You mentioned that you and the other guys went in on a pig. Can you talk about that?
I have a good friend who bought a place in the Berkshires last summer, maybe actually 2 winters ago. But he's befriended these guys that own a farm up there, and they just sent out an email like spring sometime, and they said we're gonna get some pigs ready for slaughter. Who wants some? And They had to decide. How does this work? Do you know how this works, Kathy?
You need to find a home for it.
Actually,
is home euphemism for like
place to go and die?
Yeah, is home like my freezer?
That kind of freaked me out. Actually, I take that back. But
no, well,
it needs to find a special place.
It seemed like they needed to know how many pigs to get ready somehow. They needed to know because they don't do this. They're not like big sellers or anything like that. In any case, we raised our hands and we sentenced a pig to death. But we're very happy that we know it's coming.
You
know,
from wait, when do you get that? When do you get the?
We get it in the fall. We get it in the fall.
See, this thing, one of the things that Kathy and I have been working on for Dinner with the Band is food trade out. And one of the people working with is Fleischer's, which is at Upstate. And we actually had to place, we tape next week, but we had to place the food order last week because they only get the amount of animals that they kill from week to week, so they don't waste any. So we had to say, like, we need this X amount of this, we need X amount of that. And so they do it, so they try and waste. It's just another level of sustainability. Which I thought was really interesting because it just adds another level of thinking.
Yeah.
You're going to have to plan that whole week around the pig roast, and it's like but it's great because it's community, it's a big event, it's like celebrating the thing as opposed to like, I'm going to go get like a $2 piece of chuck and like throw it on there and eat it and go out and like, it'll be 20 seconds. This is a huge...
We've been waiting for the whole summer for it, and there are a lot of really cool people who are involved. There's like a barbecue champion who bought part of the pig.
What piece does he get?
Well, I think we all get different parts of the pig, but we each get like some chops, we each get some loin, we each get some bacon, so everybody will get similar pieces, I think.
Is there like a piece of the pig that you're looking forward to the most?
Bacon, obviously.
Yeah. Wait. Who gets the cheeks?
Yeah.
I would take the cheeks. Yeah. I hope they send the cheeks. I really do hope they send the ears and the cheeks.
Yeah, you should write them.
You should write them.
The tongue is pretty good, too. Actually, the whole face is pretty good.
You know what I had? Last week, I went to La Superior.
Oh, yes.
And I had...
Did you get the brains?
The brains.
Yeah, we had them.
We had them. La Superior.
Not...
You didn't like it?
No, I... Here's the thing. It's like, you know, it's like that weird consistency between... It's not like a puree... But it's not a solid.
It's a gel.
So it's like you put your teeth into it, and there's like just enough resistance, and then it goes right through, and just skin kind of crawls.
Something I've been getting into though, and I've had to come to this. I had to force myself into this, but I think in a lot of Asian foods, or I know in a lot of Asian foods, it's much more about texture than it is about flavor. And when I'm trying to approach foods that are like brain or weird gelatinous things and really appreciate how it feels in your mouth, because I know that's a really important part of the whole thing.
What it was definitely not... that cockroach treat?
No.
No, the scorpion. No, we had scorpion.
Oh, no way.
La Superior, we had the trotters, and those are really good.
I've never had those before.
Those are good, but they did the same thing. They just cooked it down and down and down, and then it was like a thing. But
at that time I went, we went to get Japanese tapas when I first moved here.
God.
And I was so, first off, if you're broke, don't go to tapas. Like this is like, so I was like so living on like $5 a day, and they had pig's hoofs for $4, and I was like, all right, like I'm adventurous, pig's hoof. And so they brought out, and it was seriously like the hooves, not cooked down anything. Ooh. Just like a bowl of hooves. Yeah. And I took
that look.
I took a bite, and the first bite, and I was like, this is okay. And then I was like, no,
it was,
and then my brain and tongue revolted. And it was like rubber salt.
Oh
yeah.
I think it's pig's
feet.
But they're great for a lot of other uses, because the aspic, which is what they're made, it's basically jelly, animal jelly. They're used for tons of other things.
Rubberized and put on a plate.
Yeah, probably alone it would be a little unpleasant.
Yeah,
We're going to put a pause on this interview, because Justin is going to spin a set, and he's got to go, like we did last week with Jesse. He's got to just make sure, because he's on vinyl and not Serato.
When we come back from Justin's set, we're going to talk more about The Yard, talk more about Sunday Best, and talk to you about why you should be going there.
Well, you left him. Like, you need a little bit more.
No, I was going to do some promos. So anyway, of course, it's Monday. It's 2 p.m. Well, now 2:30, but you're listening to Snacky Tunes on heritageradionetwork.com. Jack Inslee is producing the show, and Rec Tech is engineering it. Sponsored by TechServe. Flusterdamus next week.
Call-in number is 718-497-2128. And also, all of our shows have been archived. So if you go to the Snacky Tune section of the website, you can listen to. We've had Drop the Lime, Tijuana, JDH of Fixed Fame. Next, 2 weeks we've got Moby for a very special Labor Day, which we have recorded already, and it's amazing. And Justin, how are things looking?
I think we're ready to go. All right,
here we go.
Justin Carter from Sunday Best on Snacky Tunes.
Yeah.
mama, hit that beat. Don't you want to move your feet and party? Party. If you're standing on the wall, think that's what makes it all right. We'll be right back.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Justin Carter of Sunday Best. Killing it. A little disco Monday.
Playing a little disco.
A little disco. Nothing wrong with a little disco on a Monday. You were listening to...
In fact, there's everything right about disco.
Yeah, that, I shouldn't even use the word wrong. That should be tossed out. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. I am DJ Never Forget with my co-host and roommate and twin brother, Terry Diabolik.
Hello, everybody.
We are Finger on the Pulse. You are listening to Heritage Radio Network, home of all good things about food. I just made that up. Sounds pretty good.
Print it.
Big shout out to Jack Inslee and RecTech for making the show sound oh so smooth, and to our sponsor Texer for bringing many a computer back from the abyss. We did have a phone call, but I don't know what happened to it. And yeah. Oh, and don't forget to tip the staff at Roberta's. That's what's on the sheet. We are at Roberta's Delicious Delicious Pizza here. So, Justin, do you want to tell us what you just played there?
Yeah. Here, let me go down. Let me grab my records.
Okay.
All right. So, the first track that I played... Actually, I think all of these were edits in one way or another. I didn't mean to do that, but that's the way it happened.
Today's a big Fake Blood, The Yard, Wallpaper, and Edits.
Edits.
Yeah, add it to the list.
So, the first one was on Beard Science. Funny name. the Razor Sharp Edits label... that was called There Is a Magic, and it's the Jazz Edit, J-A-Z, not two Z's, just one. Mm. The next track was on D Classics, a French edit label, called Vibe the Party. I believe that is a Hot Chocolate track.
Oh, okay.
But it's the track is called Vibe the Party, and that's the Section 79 re-edit. And then... I played a track by Soundstream called Love Town, and Soundstream is a producer from Berlin, and we actually just had him play. Eamon and I, Eamon is one of the other residents at Sunday Best. We do a party on Saturdays at the Water Taxi Beach in Long Island City called The Beach Party, and Soundstream was our guest there.
Is that every Saturday?
Yeah, it's every
so
Saturday.
So Saturday and Sunday, all summer?
All summer long, my schedule is sorted out.
Well, it's kind of amazing. You guys have these booked pretty much...
We booked them.
How do you, like, what's your process, or how do you, I mean, there's three of you.
Well, there are three of us at Sunday Best.
Yeah.
So
how do, let's talk about, let's talk, Sunday Best. So, like, how do you sit down and do it, and then?
You know, in the winter, we put together a list of people that we want to book. I mean, Eamon and I are booking parties all year round. We run a company called New Release, which should have a website this week.
Oh, awesome.
We are actually, I will get off the radio and go and talk to our web programmer.
Well, no, this is archive. So why don't you tell us what the name is?
Perfect.
So like when someone listens to September.
Yeah. It's newreleasenewyork.net is the website. And that's all spelled out just like it sounds.
N-U or N-E-W?
N-E-W-R-E-L-E-A-S-E, N-E-W-Y-O-R-K. There you go.
Awesome.
.net.
So future us, I hope you look at it. And it'll be awesome.
Yeah. So back to the process, you know, because Eamon and I are booking parties all year long, we've always kind of got dialogues going on with artists and their agents, and we kind of get an idea of who's available, and we start really focusing on putting together a bill that's really diverse, but still fits into the things that we as the three partners of Sunday Best like. And then we just start making phone calls and sending emails, and by... March or April, we are done with the bookings, and we start to like just tell everybody what's going on.
So you have two more left.
Yeah, just two more before we start in the fall. We're actually, it's been such a great summer that we've decided to continue on in the fall
at the Yard.
No, we're gonna do it at the Bell House.
Oh, okay,
which is right around the corner from the Yard.
Oh, awesome! Well, way to make my Sundays easier.
Yeah.
So who is going to wrap up this summer?
So next Sunday is a guy from Compact Records. His name is Eustace Konka. And then on the last Sunday, we had DJ Harvey playing with us.
Oh, we saw him he started off the Studio B Barbecues, which no longer exists, but he is fantastic.
He's amazing. And we have a secret special guest who's going to play.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On the same day.
That same night, we're doing an after party. We can't tell anybody who it is because he's got another gig that day, and we don't want anybody not to come to that gig because of what he's doing for
disco
us.
Disco all day into the night.
The tricky world of secret performances. But guess what? It's been whispered to us, and you do not want to miss it.
Yeah.
Was that a ringing endorsement from Terry Diabolik?
Yeah. I mean, it was a sound the bell.
Yeah.
These things sound a lot greater when there's sound effects. Too bad it's broken today. Like a good like a good cricket or a cougar really just makes like, oh, I trust those guys. So we're gonna have one more set from Terry Diabolik where you will hear Fake Blood and Wallpaper, and what?
I cut out Wallpaper.
Oh, you did?
But Fake Blood.
Okay. And then we're gonna come back and tell you what you heard and sign off once again. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. Thank you to Justin Carter and Kathy Irway. But we'll thank you again. So
sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks.
That voice sounds soothing. We'll be right back.
from your finger.
Right. Terror Diabolic on the Platters That Matter. You are listening to Snacky Tunes.
Did you psych yourself out with that
joke?
Yeah,
I did. I know. I thought it was so funny.
Wow,
and then Justin's like half smile threw me. I'm listening to Snacky Tunes. Who is that?
We started off with Funk Legacy, What You Gonna Do, Baby. Then our third Fake Blood track, the remix of Calvin Harris. Ready for the weekend, and followed up by Nice Guys, I Don't Want You Back, our good buddies Kurt and Kyle out of Chicago.
Kurt, who is one half of Flostradamus.
What?
Who will be our guest next week.
Segway.
Boom.
Segway.
Anyway, so before we say that, one of the things that we
forgot that, so good.
That we, yeah, it's polished, seamless, that we love about the yard besides the food is like the food that they have there. Not luau's, like the quesadillas and everything. And you were saying...
Yes.
As you were saying.
Yeah, something very important that should be mentioned on a show that's about food and music is that every Sunday at Sunday Best, we have Margarita Hernandez from the Red Hook Ball Fields making tacos and, I'm going to say it with my best Spanish accent, huaraches, which is like a... It means sandal in Spanish. And they call it that because it's this big, wide tortilla-type thing made out of masa, like a cornmeal dough. And it's like a giant taco in the shape of a sandal. And it's absolutely out of this world. Should not be missed. It's one of honestly, it's one of the things that makes the party really great, in my opinion. There's wonderful food in addition to the fact that there's really good music going on. It's like just a lot of high quality things all in one place.
That's awesome. You know, we were talking about this on a final note. We were at, like I said, we were at Girl Talk yesterday, and you know, Justin was obviously at the yard. And for any of you who knows, when Girl Talk played and when Theo Parrish played, it started to rain.
Pour.
And I had had this thought, and Justin and I were talking, and we had the same exact thought about how, you know, that there's, you know, you had 1,000 people there, and there was like maybe like 5,000 people. They had to like close the gates at the Jelly thing, all dancing in the rain in Brooklyn, two different parts of Brooklyn. And I turned to my friend, I said, I don't think there's anybody else, anywhere else in the world right now that's having something like this.
Yeah, where people are so into it. What was really incredible from where I was standing was that, you know, 1,000 people are inside the yard and it's pouring rain and nobody's leaving. People are just standing there and they're totally into it. It's not just that people came out. It's that people were into it. They were down.
And I remember when it was the Simeon show, I think people were kind of praying for rain as well. It's kind of this cathartic experience where it's like all day building this, and then the skies open up and it's raining. It was kind of amazing, you know, for us where we were. You know, we had the whole Manhattan skyline in the background, watching the clouds rolling in and out. So
we had the dirty, smelly Gowanus Canal.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, water. Sometimes water is water. Anyway, that was our "Isn't Life Grand" moment. Anyway, so we're gonna close it up here. Big thank you to Justin Carter.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
A big, big shout out to Kathy Irway.
Thanks for having me on the show.
And Not Eating. I'm so happy about the book. I had no idea. I was like surprised. It was like,
oh, thanks.
It was like Maury Povich. And
this Friday, you can catch us DJing at the yard with the Hapa Luau.
Oh, and don't forget Hapa tomorrow
Kitchen
night.
Luau.
We totally forgot. Tomorrow night we are DJing with Dr. Teeth and the Captain at Brooklyn Bowl for a Soul Bowl party. Soul, all the time from 9 to 2. Come eat at the why am I blanking on the name of the
Blue
kitchen?
Ribbon.
Blue Ribbon Kitchen. Oh, and it's so good. The fried chicken, and I know it's so trash, I say this every time. Jalapeno poppers, people, if you haven't gotten order them, whatever you get, just add some jalapeno poppers on there.
And also Nikki Digital, our good buddy, mustachioed friend, will be there to take pictures and do live projections.
So once again, this is Snacky Tunes with your host, Finger on the Pulse. I'm DJ Never Forget.
I'm Terrence Diabolik.
Esquire Jr. III, lawyer extraordinaire. Big thanks to Jack Inslee and RecTech for engineering the show. Huge shout out to Roberto's for doing this, and to TechServe for sponsoring this and keeping things going. I think I got this. Okay, so we're going to sign off like this.
All right, okay. Thank you very much.